I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and here's another of the top reasons to listen to the Top 5 Things podcast. Reason number 19, Dave's Jesse Ventura impersonation. Listen, if you want to see a real conspiracist, check out the umpire at last night's game who called the River Bandits out on a third strike. That's a real conspiracy. I think he had a date to go to, and he wasn't going to stick around. You decide for yourself. Look at the film. Zapruder would be proud. Now, enjoy today's podcast.
Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave.
Hello there.
And this is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello. It's an interesting point that Mr. Heller brings up.
Yes.
I seem to think it's exactly the opposite with umpires.
You think that they're extending the games?
They sure seem to be.
They don't want to go home.
They do, well,
there's an angry wife waiting for them,
but it's,
and they don't want to go home.
But there are plenty of situations where, say, a game is like 9-0.
Okay.
In the ninth inning.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh darn it, I will not be compromised. I will not be compromised.
There's no putting the whistle away.
Exactly.
I'm going to call.
I'm going to still call it. I don't care if it's a ninth inning and the other team's up 9 runs.
No, I think
there is no getting out of here early. I will not be compromised. If that was a ball a quarter of an inch off the plate, I'm calling it.
Did you see the article?
I'm calling it a ball.
Did you see the article about how many balls and strikes they get wrong? Umpires, this is in Major League, Major League Baseball. The number of, because they're able to, you know, take a look at computers and say, okay, was that a...
So what percentage?
20% of the calls, at least 20% of the calls, MLB home plate umpires are getting wrong.
All right, so still better than a meteorologist.
One in every five calls in 2018, they went back and looked at the numbers, they made 34,246 incorrect ball and strike calls. There's 14 times a game, 1.6 times an inning, an umpire gets a ball or a strike wrong.
Mm-hmm.
How do they still have umpires then? This needs to be something that we let the robots do.
I wonder what the number... Do you have the numbers on meteorologists? How accurate they are?
I think they're much more accurate.
They probably are.
Than, much more
because everyone loves to say,
right.
It's nice to have a job where you can be wrong more than 50% of the time.
Yeah.
It's clearly not anywhere near 50%.
No. As far as how often are meteorologists wrong?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I can tell you that umpires are...
You're saying 20%.
At least 20% of the time.
What would you think with meteorologists? Less than that?
Well, I can look it up. How often are meteorologists...
Wrong with their forecasts.
All right, so I'm sure that someone has crunched the numbers on this. 7-day forecasts, they say they can accurately predict the weather about 80% of the time.
Okay, so the same thing.
And a 5-day forecast, they get right 90% of the time.
So better than an umpire.
Well... This is the problem with trying to compare. It's apples and apples.
What about the day?
Pitch,
what about day of?
Yeah,
what about
it.
Day of?
I mean, a pitch happens in real time.
Yes.
If your meteorologist is telling you it's not raining when it's raining, then that's a bad meteorologist.
Yeah, that is a bad meteorologist. No, it's not raining.
Again, this is where we remember our fallen comrade. Was it Dorwell Worthington? Remember that
boy.
Guy?
Yeah.
This is the local weather guy who had a panic attack, it seemed like. He was, I don't know, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but he was, I don't know if it was a panic attack.
During a tornado warning?
There was severe weather, and he was sweating
and
heavy breathing. I called you up, I'm like, you got to watch, and before I even finish, you go, the guy on Channel 6 right now? And he was like, Jesus Christ, look at this weather, Jesus Christ. He was saying Jesus Christ during the fourth, Jesus Christ, look at these storms.
And then
you
finally,
really shouldn't be dropping JC
and
bombs.
And then I think Eric Maitland, who had the day off,
like had to drive
finally
in,
showed up and was like,
you're right.
Just go sit down.
Here's a paper bag for you to
down.
Go breathe into.
Here's a moist towelette. Wipe your face.
Oh, Jesus is going to kill us all. And he kept taking his clothes off. You remember?
Like, loosening them anyway.
He kept loosening his tie.
Damn it, this shirt is not loose enough.
Like he couldn't breathe. And by the end of it, he's just wearing like a undershirt.
He looks like, at the end, he looks like the girl who has spent the night and she's just wearing the guy's shirt, no pants.
Yeah, it's like Walk of Shame forecast. And it was a mix between that and Martin Sheen when he's just going crazy in the hotel room in Apocalypse
Now. Right. Yeah, it's the opening scene of Apocalypse Now is what his forecast was just during the tornado warning.
Just weeping on the front of a bed in the Philippines. What's going on? I'm
still in Saigon.
Yeah, that was awesome. Now, he ended up going somewhere else because he wasn't here too much longer.
Do something else?
Yeah, I know. I think he might have even gotten out of the weather game. We should see if we get him on the show because that's one of my all-time favorite Quad City television memories. Watching this guy lose his mind and watching it in real time.
Yeah.
As he's, you know, it was like Lord of the Flies.
Listen.
He's got a shirt ripped to shreds. He's tying it in a headband.
Yeah, it's like Castaway.
This is the ruler.
He's talking to a volleyball.
It was so bizarre.
Uh-huh.
Kid over in England is in a little bit of trouble. His diet wasn't the best. Teenage boy who existed on a diet of Pringles potato chips, French fries, and white bread. That's all this kid had to eat.
I need my food to be the same color.
You think that's what it was?
Within the same spectrum right there. And
he ate a diet of French fries, or as they call them over there, crisps. French fries.
Any ketchup?
Pringles and white bread. And now they're saying, as a result of his poor diet, this kid is blind.
But he'll bounce back if we can just
I don't know.
Get a salad in
him. I don't know that he is going to bounce back.
I wonder if he made a sandwich of it. Is that what he was doing? Making a Pringles French fry sandwich?
Sandwich. Scientists from University of Bristol's. University of Bristol. They examine the case of a young patient whose extremely picky eating has led to blindness.
Did he slowly go blind or did it just lights out?
Lights out, lights out over London. Thank you, UFO. This unidentified teenage boy told doctors he only ate fries from the fish and chip shop, Pringles potato chips,
ketchup,
white bread, slices of processed ham and sausage, and that's all he's had to eat since elementary school.
Well, he got some protein in there then.
He avoided foods with certain textures. Visited a doctor when he was 14 complaining of tiredness. Wasn't taking any medication. His kid's BMI and height were all normal. He showed no visible signs of malnutrition, but doctors have now discovered low vitamin B12 levels and anemia. They're giving him B12 shots, and now, a year later, there are signs of hearing loss as well as vision symptoms.
So
he's a deaf, dumb, and blind
kid. So what do they do then? They hook him up to like a carrot juice IV?
Sit him down and go, yeah, here's an apple. Chew on this, knucklehead.
Oh, I don't care for the texture of an apple.
His vision had worsened to the point of blindness by the time he was 17. Doctors identified vitamin B12 deficiency, low copper and selenium levels, also a high zinc level, reduced vitamin D level, and bone level density. They say at this stage, the vision damage is permanent. This kid's not getting his sight back.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy? They say that he's got such malnutrition that it damaged his optic nerve.
Well, then I guess eat what you want.
He's deaf and blind from his crummy diet.
It doesn't look like it's going to get any better. It can't. How much worse can it get?
In for a penny, in for a pound, I always say. The fish and chips. And then I maybe have some Pringles.
No malt vinegar?
I don't know if he topped it with malt vinegar. I'm guessing if he's this picky, he probably didn't.
Hmm.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
No, you're not.
I don't even play one on the podcast. You want to get into the top five things?
Yes. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear. They're back. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction, located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and they'll be open on Halloween. They're going to be open from September 27th through November 2nd. Do you have what it takes to make it through the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available in advance at factoryoffear.com. General admission is $15, VIP $20. Factory of Fear, haunting the Quad City since 1994, is open Fridays and Saturdays, 7 till midnight, and Sundays and Halloween, 7 till 10. Now, last year, the Factory of Fear underwent a 100% remodel, which includes 30-plus rooms and more twisted characters. This year, almost 4,000 square feet is being added to the haunt.
Wow.
So they just continue to to make it more haunting.
I don't remember it being short.
No.
That's amazing.
The longest running and most decorated haunt in the Quad Cities, Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so. You can do so anytime you'd like using the Oscars Pub text line. Coming Saturday, October 12th, is Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's Bread Nugget Eating Contest, and live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy. Tickets are available now online by just going to Oscars Pub's Facebook page. They've got a link there. You can get yourself a ticket for $5 as opposed to $10 the day of at Oscars Pub. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their Chicken Chipotle Crunch, premium chicken grilled with white American cheese topped with lettuce, tomato, crispy cheddar onions, and chipotle ranch dressing. It's absolutely delicious. Get it today. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one on our top five things for you today.
Number one.
Tell me if this adds up. This guy is saying his dog ordered a bunch of pornos.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Barnes found himself with a $70 bill from DirecTV after he says his dog, a Bichon Frise named Merino,
mm-hmm.
jumped on his bed and stepped on the remote control and accidentally ordered the Hustler Channel pay-per-view.
It says here in your bill that you ordered Anus and Andy 50 times and Sack Lunch 25.
Yeah, well,
and you're saying the dog did it.
That's Merino. That's what he does. Loves to chew on isotoner gloves and accidentally order pornos. When the porno popped up on the screen, Barnes says he called the satellite TV within minutes, explaining the mistake and getting assurances that all would be corrected. But Hustler stayed activated, so he called again and got the same promises. Called again. They didn't do anything to fix it. This guy is 58, lives on Social Security disability. He says he subtracted.
Oh, sure, I allocate some money for porn, but
yes,
I'm on a fixed budget.
Not $70 a month.
No,
is that what it costs to watch pornos on your DirecTV? $70? He subtracted the $70 from his
free
bill.
I'll take the free kind
and paid the rest. Yeah, well, that's
go free.
Yeah. Well, it's 2019. That's what everyone does, right? Except this guy. So he gets his bill.
Does the Spice Channel still exist?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't feel like you hear about it. But then again,
is that available still on the
the Spice Channel? Hook us up anonymously. Well, if you could confirm this, is the Spice Channel still a thing?
We'd like to entice you, but we can't show you any of the good stuff.
The Oscars pub text line is 470-23-NACHO. Let
anyone
us know,
still getting the Spice Channel?
Is that still a thing?
Is that in conjunction with, like, Cozy?
Well, Cozy is an over-the-air product.
Well, so was Spice Channel.
Did you have to get a box to decipher it?
No.
How did the Spice Channel work?
Wasn't it just part of cable?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cozy, I can get. I don't have cable. That's over-the-air.
Oh.
Right? Cozy is reruns of Heart to Heart. Spice Channel is
Angela Lansbury gets naked.
Naked murder she wrote.
On murder she caused.
So he's 58. He lives on Social Security disability. His idea was, well, I've got my bill. I'll subtract $70 and pay off the rest. They cut his service off. And now he says, quote, that $70, you're taking food out of my mouth. It's like you're stealing it. They refused to see how that was permanent. He then filed a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission, explaining that the dog had ordered the porno, and then he got a call from the big top brass at DirecTV. And they said, look, we'll put a credit on your bill then, right? And he says, no, I still feel wronged. He says, there's a problem when there's a mistake and you expect me to pay for the mistake. Right, but they told you they'd put a credit on there. I'm mad, and I want everyone to know that my dog likes... But, and the thing is, the dog's into a weird kind of porn, like just butt stuff. It's just up there smelling the TV screen the whole time. DirecTV says that this idea of a dog ordering pornos is not without precedent. Pet-related ordering gaffes do sometimes happen.
This happens with penguins all the time.
In fact, there's a pet supply company called Wag that developed a remote control for dogs that they're able to chew and slobber on. Does that sound like a good idea? A remote control designed for dogs to chew on?
Mm.
Do you ever have your dogs chew on your remote controls?
They're not big TV fans.
Yeah.
You know how you'll see videos of pets watching TV pretty intently?
Right.
They've never really... hasn't done anything for them ever.
Hmm. Not even the cozy?
Two.
Not even when Rin Tin Tin is on? They're not into that?
Yeah, I mean, even when there are dogs on there, they just don't, I don't know.
That was one of my favorite Flintstones episodes. Dino was really into a show called Sassy, and he would kick Fred out of the house so he could watch Sassy the dog. And it was brought to you by some dog food company, and he would go nuts and like, I think he tricked Fred into ordering the dog food, and then they got to meet Sassy. Sassy, oh Sassy. Number two.
Barney fell down a well. Take us to Barney, Sassy.
So Hurricane Dorian continues to be in the news. This is this hurricane that decided...
Barney looks like the sort of character that if he fell down a well, mm-hmm. he wouldn't mind. Like that he would be okay with being down in the well.
This ain't so bad, Fred. Bonnie, did you fall down the well again? It ain't that bad.
It's starting to look intentional, Barney.
All that kid does is bam, bam, bam all over the house.
Uh-huh.
A little peace and quiet down here. Hurricane Dorian, very much in the headlines. Now, this is that hurricane
that doesn't want to move.
It's going a mile an hour, which, I mean, at that point, it just seems like you're a jerk hurricane.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let's get this over with. The good news is it looks like it's just kind of blowing off to the side, and it's not going to make landfall here in the States.
But beat the hell out of the Bahamas.
Yeah, it's wetter in the Bahamas, that's what I say. Oh, it's too soon to make that joke. So, do you remember a couple of months ago we had the audio of the guy who called the Pennsylvania TV station to say the reason that they had all the tornadoes was because they installed roundabouts?
Yes.
And the roundabouts that circulated in the air...
The cars were causing
it. It was causing the tornadoes out there.
Yeah.
That was a pretty dumb take. And now there's this. This is a guy on Friday, a news channel down in Florida was talking to people as they were preparing for Hurricane Dorian. This is back when they still thought it was going to make landfall.
Yes.
There. And they spoke to this guy. He lives in a mobile home park in Palm Bay, Florida.
Well, that could be tough.
Yeah, right. This is, by the way, a Florida story.
Florida.
Tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how Florida this guy's theory is. What he'd like to see the military do, Darren, to see to it that we don't have to deal with these hurricanes anymore. All right?
Can't see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, it said this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so that it can't get going as fast as it's going? There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, it's the warm weather, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way. Get the Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
Right.
Or maybe we can talk the PPG into nuking the moon.
What I love about this idiot is he's got that look on his face like,
everyone else is an idiot.
Why didn't anybody else think of this?
And where did you relocate from? Yeah. What's that accent?
It sounds to me like he may be from up north. Yeah. Mm. He's not a native born Floridian. Probably enjoying his retirement.
Uh-huh.
And my guess is maybe enjoying his retirement is in some sort of, I don't know, federal relocation program.
I have five.
Maybe living under a fake name.
I have five of these shirts.
How come nobody puts ice in the water? And then that kills the hurricane. Why do I got to do all the heavy thinking around here? I got all the good ideas.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They are open Tuesday through Friday starting at 10 o'clock. They're open on Saturday from 10 till 3. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Now, when you make your way there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry in the Village of East Davenport. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub.
Are you okay?
5027.
Want to take a drink of water?
Competition Drive next to the TBK Sports Complex.
We have some text to us on the Oscars Pub text line that I wanted to share with you, if that's okay.
Go right ahead.
All right.
Sure. Look at all this fan mail.
Here's just one from the 309. Somebody wanted to show us a picture of her husband's hand. Her husband was stabbed with a pencil in elementary school.
And it's still there.
And there's the mark. Elementary school. 309 saying, yeah, my husband got stabbed with a pencil in grade school. Yeah, it's still there. This is a thing. The overwhelming. I mean, we got a deluge of texts.
Cover five?
No. Everyone seems to have the cover five figured out.
Got that figured out. All right.
No, people with opinions on what you should do with the ticket that Rhonda got.
Okay.
Now, before you tell us what you did,
yeah.
Every single one of these texts suggests that you should have paid for the ticket. Darren should, if he hasn't already, give Rhonda the ticket. I'd be mad if someone was hiding my mail, or if he keeps it, he pays it, and then hands it to her and lets her know it's already taken care of. That's my two cents. There's this one from the 563 area code. Darren should probably have let Rhonda see the letter right away so she knows about it and doesn't accidentally get another one. As for paying it, I tell her, sorry, honey, if it makes you feel better, I'll go halvesies on it with you. He'll get some leg tonight for sure. Tell us how you do. There's this. Somebody was at a brewery in Denver listening to the show, and they wanted me to see this pinball machine that they were excited to play on. It's the Tron pinball machine.
Sure.
Thank you for that, everyone.
I'm surprised you don't have one of those.
I would love a pinball machine, but I don't think Tron is the way I would go. Here's one from Nate the Blacksmith. 563. Nate the Blacksmith says, I was just listening to round two conversation on the bombardment / dodgeball. I too grew up calling it bombardment. No pins or sticks either.
Yeah.
I remember thinking new kids at school were weird for calling it dodgeball. I will confess to going to school
it's
in
weird.
Savannah, Illinois, so that probably negates all of this. Thank you. Thank you, Nate. And then, yeah, more and more, 563 says on your ticket, pay for it and help her get out of her funk. Another one here from the 563 that says, I work with Gary Stotz. His cut of the speed cameras is exactly bupkis. Oh, that's what he tells you.
Yeah, that's of course he's going to tell you that.
Because you're going to want something to wet your beak. Gary's not dumb.
So I did pay for the ticket.
Did you? What a gentleman.
She was not that impressed.
So it didn't really...
No, it didn't do... Yeah, didn't move the needle at all.
Oh, well...
So what? You did that? What you want to? What you want a parade for? Because you paid for my ticket? Big deal.
So that didn't really move the needle one way or another.
No, it didn't. We should mention that the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards, because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner. Order a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one.
I like what you did there. All right. Do we have lines for Cover 5? Do we have that figured out?
Big deal. Yeah, I still got to get signed up. And what are you saying is the easiest way for me to do this?
There's on our Facebook page,
just go to a link.
There is a code. And I think that's what seems to be working for the most best. Folks is okay. using the code.
Because I got to remember.
Football. It's, catch the fever.
It's Thursday.
Oh, joy.
I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid.
Look at all this fan
I'm so stupid. Da, da, da.
Right.
Didn't mean so to. I've got. I didn't mean to play that.
Steely
drop.
Dan tomorrow.
And oh, that's then, exciting.
And then Thursday is, well, playoff baseball
yeah.
at Modern Woodman Park. And, of course, the Bears and the Packers.
I was worried.
Is this one at Soldier Field? Is this a home game for the Bears?
I have to confess.
And then the Cubs are and the Cubs are playing up in Milwaukee as well. So you've got.
Oh, boy. Everybody gets what they want.
Uh-huh.
We have 133 people already signed up for the Cover 5. I'm just wondering if the spreads have been announced, and indeed they have. As
they're
of today,
there.
You can make your picks if you play a Cover 5 with us this season.
All right.
Well, let's see. Bears are giving up 3 points. 3 points. That game happening there at Soldier's Field.
Hmm.
I like that. 3 points? Yes, please. The whole line is here for week one of NFL action.
I sure hope they win. All I can say is go, Jay, go.
The biggest point spread of the week is Seattle giving up 9.5. They're hosting Cincinnati. That's interesting.
Now, are you going to be at the sports book on Thursday night?
Well, here's the thing. My fantasy football draft is on Thursday night.
Oh, at the sports book?
No, probably here in my kitchen.
With how many people?
Just me, because it's an online thing I do with a bunch of guys I went to college with.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be
so
doing
you don't
that,
have to have
and then watching the Bears, mm-hmm. And then staying up late, and then I took Friday off because I there's no way I can stay up for 4 quarters and go to work. So I'm I got a 3-day work week and then another 3-day weekend.
Hmm.
Pretty pleased with how I plan this. Like, this is the kind of well thought out plan that I'm not usually capable.
My
of.
My 3-day weekend started at 5 o'clock last night.
Well, enjoy. Uh-huh. And you got your Steely Dan tomorrow.
I do.
That's exciting. I was worried that the schedule wouldn't work out for you, but it did.
It did.
Good news.
Number 3.
Yes, they are.
Three.
The Bandits opened their 3-game series on the road in Cedar Rapids on Wednesday.
Right on.
Today's Tuesday.
All day, yes.
Today's Tuesday.
Yes, all day.
Okay.
So this Popeye's chicken story that refuses to die.
Yes.
They had what
Are
they,
the lines dying down? Can no, I still
you,
get chicken?
No, you can't get it
I
anywhere.
I can't get it anywhere.
No, no, no. They thought they had enough chicken sandwiches for 7 weeks.
Okay, so I saw a headline that said that the CEO said that they made one mistake about the chicken sandwich.
Which was?
I don't know.
They didn't make enough
of them? I didn't read the headline. Is that the idea that
no,
we
this
just
involves
didn't make
a mistake and Popeye's chicken, but it's not the CEO. This is in Houston. Where last night, a group of armed people rushed the door demanding chicken sandwiches. They're showing up now at restaurants armed, demanding the chicken
with
sandwiches.
Torches and pitchforks.
I read that article last week that said there was a secondary market where people were selling these things for like $1,000 in New York. They were buying the chicken sandwiches, putting them in the refrigerator, and then selling them for like $1,000. A chicken sandwich from Popeye's. 2 women and 3 men and a baby were all told at the drive-thru that the chicken sandwiches were sold out. And that triggered these customers. They then tried to get into the restaurant brandishing weapons. Now, here's the thing. We're sold out doesn't mean we have them, but we're not selling them. I don't know what they expected.
It's not an embargo. They're not holding it back.
This guy had a gun. Restaurant worker was quickly able to lock these people out of the Popeyes. All the while, the baby was left inside the vehicle. Houston police saying it was more of an aggravated assault because he was displaying a weapon and threatened the employees. Can you imagine shooting somebody over the lack of a chicken sandwich?
McRib, maybe. Those have got to be back soon, right?
Yeah, I don't know that the McRib has the cachet that it used to have. Do people get excited about McRibs anymore?
No.
I mean, we gave up on it, right?
Well, I haven't completely given up on it. I just I keep it to myself.
Now, you do kind of your own secondary market, but it's for yourself.
Well, I attempted it once, and it just didn't really work.
You were excited
it's,
about
it's real no it's no real savings if you freeze up a bunch of McRibs for well and again I was just trying to spite people.
You're
I was just trying to be able to walk around and eat a McRib sandwich when the McRib sandwich is not available.
Right.
And
look what I've got.
I got about the same responses I got from Rhonda paying the ticket. So what?
Four.
That whole little scenario of mine with the McRib didn't move the needle way I wanted it to.
Two things about you, partner. I'm not at all surprised that you paid the ticket for Rhonda. Mm. I'm also not at all surprised that you walk around spitefully eating a reheated McRib sandwich.
A lot of what I do is spite-induced.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's something you and I are very much in agreement on. We've got a story here of a realtor who's in trouble. I always feel like I'm not saying that right.
It's an emotion.
Is it realtor or realtor?
It's an emotion of mine that is a real one.
Spite?
Yes.
Well, it's honest.
It's an honest one.
Yeah, no. If you're saying I'm motivated out of spite, that's...
Yes, you darn right I am.
Yeah, no, I think that's being honest. Is it healthy? Probably not. But at least you're being honest.
I still have my vision.
You're not masking your spitefulness. I think some people do that, where they might tell themselves that they're not being spiteful. You put it right out there. And I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
I'm on board. I think that's the way to do things. Realtor, right? That's how you pronounce this word?
Realtor.
Realtor.
Not realtor.
Right.
It should be realtor.
It should be.
Yeah, it would sound better.
But it's realtor.
It's realtor.
This guy is in trouble for posting pictures of a house in the Nashville area. You know, like you do the listings where there's here's all the rooms.
Uh-huh.
In one of the... there were 34 photos of this row of this of this home.
Yeah,
31 photos. They wanted $399,000 for this house,
and he just couldn't help himself.
Pictures of the kitchen and the bathroom and the pool, and there's also a picture of one of the bedrooms. And if you look in the mirror, he's holding the phone and he's engaged in a sex act with a woman. This guy is a realtor, Miguel Calvo. And yeah, home seekers got a lot more than they were looking for when an unexpected photo in the gallery showed a picture of this guy, again, receiving a sex act from a woman.
This has been my secret for years. Well, I move a lot of homes.
He was reached by phone. He confirmed that the photo was of him.
Oh, yeah.
And that he didn't need to upload the photo, but he would not say if it was on purpose or an accident.
What do you
think? When he was called... by a paper down there in Nashville, he threatened to sue them if they published the story. Well, they did publish the story.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the photo here. There he is. I mean, that's a picture of like a mirror. Uh-huh. And there he is getting an act from a lady who's not wearing pants.
Got a nice tan.
Yeah. That's not an accident, right? The picture shows Miguel beside bed, appears to be a much younger woman on her knees. You get it.
Let me ask you this. Do you want me to sell the house at the price you want or not?
You want me to move this for $399 or what do you want? So, yeah, now obviously the real estate company is not thrilled with this. They're pointing out that all of their agents are independent contractors and not direct employees. I don't know that I feel good about this guy being in my house, right? When you put a home up for sale and they do these open houses or they have showings and you have to like leave the house.
You don't expect a lot of fellatio going on?
I expect zero fellatio.
Zero. That's being naive.
Well, I suppose I am. Finally.
Five.
Number five on the top five things. Get ready, fellas, to fall in love. Oh, sorry, though. She's taken. So this is audio from a wedding. Let me set the scene. Looks like a lovely wedding, and they're wearing little microphones because the wedding is being filmed by a videographer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're wearing like those little those little tiny handheld, microphones.
Okay.
The bride whispers something to the groom. I don't know. I'm going to just play this and see if you can hear it because there's music going on, but. She says, this is really happening. And then he says to her, you look amazing as they're there getting married. And then she whispers her secret as to how it is that she looks
so amazing.
So amazing. Now, she maybe forgot because, you got a lot going on in your head when you get married. She forgot that she was wearing a microphone and that the videographer would be able to capture this moment forever. And, of course, it's gone viral because someone in her family's a monster and decided to share this with us. Let me see how well you can hear it here on the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. So they're singing.
What's happening?
You look amazing.
I don't really feel like talking right now.
you can't really hear what she says, but he says, "You look amazing." And she says, "I took a really big dump right before I came down the aisle."
And then he says, "What the hell is wrong with you?"
And then he's like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" He's like, "What?"
I'm wearing a microphone, dummy.
I'm wearing a microphone.
Oops.
I took a really big dump.
That's why I can fit into this dress.
Luke Logan shared this
clip. It was real touch and go up until I took that dump. I couldn't get zipped up.
There's musical interludes going on. This guy's banging away in the piano.
Well, it's
you
better.
You look amazing. And she says, "I took a really big dump right before I came down the aisle."
Well, it's better than "I have to take a really big dump now." Right? I mean, it's better news. It's better news than what it's not the worst news.
I will say this. I know nothing about this couple. They're going to last forever.
Sure, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
That's the kind of down-to-earth.
That's the sort of honesty you need in a marriage.
No doubt.
What they're the hell is wrong with you? I've got a microphone on.
That's on our tape forever now. Took a really big dump before I came down here. Those are your top five things.
The top five things podcast. It is brought to you by, if I can find it, the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day.
I'm also packed full of fruit and nuts.
Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I think the nuts were what did it.
The nuts are really...
Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take home. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal. It might have been the all-natural oatmeal.
It's the oatmeal that's doing it to me.
Or the muffin.
That's why I look so hot for you.
It was a bran muffin. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's a happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. Enjoy. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck, well, there's a couple different ways that you can get a hold of them. If you need the food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're just there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. We are back at it again tomorrow.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It was great fun. I don't even remember why we came, but I had a ball.
I look forward to reminiscing about this tomorrow.